lot of really popular guys among the linebackers.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of when you see your role in this defense. I mean, obviously, they've okay here the last couple of years.
Yeah, I guess they brought me here to kind of beef up the run defense and, rush the passer, make plays, use my versatility and stuff like that. So, but I'm here to help. You know, whatever role they want me to play in the defense, I'm here to play. You know, I'm not a picky guy as far as, being a football player. I was blessed with versatility, so whatever they want me to be, nose, three, four technique, five technique, I'm here to help. So. Yeah, I did that in my previous team. I did that. So whatever they want me to do here is, I'm open for. I'm not the type of guy, I don't want to play nose or I don't want to play five. You know, I'm wherever they want me to play, wherever they want me to be on the field, I'll be there. So.
Is that what they've done with you so far during OTAs when you're around?
Yeah, they mix it up a little bit. I've got majority of my snaps at nose, but I get a good amount of snaps outside at the end positions as well. So just trying to get comfortable.
What do you think?
I like it a lot. It's a lot of playmakers around us. Us meaning the guys up front, the three interior guys. So I enjoy it, man. They allow us to kind of be free. It's more of a, up the field type of scheme. Suits me and some of the guys in the room a lot better than, the scheme I played in previous to this one.
With Bill Cole as your positional coach, Derek Wolf on side,
It's intense. It's kind of like a no-nonsense thing, but we have fun in there as well. We just like to hone in on what we got to do, get the job done, make sure everybody's squared away with their assignments, and then we kind of just go from there. It's fun, though. We have a lot of fun in there.
Did you know Bill at all before you got it?
Actually, I did. Bill was one of the first guys I talked to at the combine coming out when he was back in Houston. So me and him had a conversation probably about 10, 15 minutes of the combine, and it was interesting to say, to say the least. But it's cool to get back with him now, and he gets a lot out of his players, so I'm pretty excited about that.
The conversation at the combine is probably different than what you see on the field.
Yeah, but you kind of get a feel for a guy's intensity just by talking to him. And to be honest with you, it wasn't too different. You know what I'm saying? Bill Kolar is going to be Bill Kolar. So it was a fun time. They're good. Good guys, quick. They're real quick. They're both very, very disciplined in their pass sets and things like that. So, everybody's working with each other. Everybody's getting better, and it's been fun. Iron sharpens iron, so it's been a pretty good thing we got going.
Are you excited with the prospect to play in a defense that's been among the top five in the league for three of the last 4 years?
Yeah, definitely. It was pretty much a no-brainer when my teammate got the call from – the Broncos and saying they wanted to kind of work a deal out. So as soon as I was in Detroit when I had got the call. And I actually really like Detroit, but as soon as I got the offer from Denver, I was like, yep, let's go. Because, it's a great defense. It's been a great defense. And, you'll kind of be a fool not to want to play here.
You say you've been playing a lot of nose. What do you get from a guy like Pecco that's done it forever playing that position when you could just kind of have him right next to you to ask him anything about that spot? I know you've done it before, but obviously
yeah.
You've done it for an eternity.
He's done it a long time, and especially playing the nose position in the NFL. It's a pretty, pretty tough task. But I ask Pecco a lot of things. He helps me out with, offensive sets, and, if they come out in this, and if you hear this, nose is kind of a thinking man's game. Football is in general, but really at the nose, you kind of got to really, really be a quick thinker. You know what I'm saying? Because you come out, everything is right there in your face. And, Pecco's been doing it for a long time, and he helps me out a lot with that. So he's a good guy to have in the room, for sure.
That's not something people may think.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's just like just being a big guy in the middle taking up space. But you can ask any of the guys that have played nose but are truly ends, guys this, or, a guy like Little Pecco, you can ask him about it. Everything in nose happens so much quicker, but you got to be patient. You know what I'm saying? So your blocks happen quicker, but you got to be patient, because if you want to jump gaps too quick, that could be, a 60-yard touchdown just because the defense is kind of built around that position, So.
With all respect to the guys working on the edge, in some ways are you guys as interior rushers more important because you can get to the quarterback quicker, and all these quarterbacks are all about getting the ball out in 2.5 seconds.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it works in unison, honestly. You can have a great outside rush, but if you don't have any push up the middle, then the quarterback's going to have time to step up and, you know, probably have time to elongate plays and things of that nature. But, I mean, I think it all works in unison. If the guys off the edge are rushing and the quarterback steps up, you got pushed and you got a sack. So, and if you have no push and you got – or if you have a lot of push and no guys on the edge, then the quarterback has all day to throw the ball. So, I mean, it all works in unison. You can't say one part is more important than the other.
Todd Davis and Brandon Marshall brought up Pot Roast Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Drafted Tyree Jarrett.
Yeah, Big Ty. I like Big Ty. He's a real cool dude. He's learning. Honestly, I tell him all the time, he kind of reminds me of myself when I first came in the league. I was undrafted and, you know, had to deal with the same things he's dealing with right now. So, you know, I just told him, you know, focus up, stay in shape, get the playbook down. You know, it's easy for a staff to kind of get on you when you're undrafted just because you're the undrafted guy. So try to minimize all your mistakes and run to the ball.
What do you think of DeMarcus Walker so far?
He's quick, really quick, quick twitch. Really good at rushing the passer. He knows his stuff. You know, I like him a lot. He's one of those guys. He's a rookie that comes in. You can tell that he's ready to work. He's ready to learn. And he's going to continue to get better. I like him a lot. He's a really good player.
What do you like best about this defense?
About this defense? I mean, what's not to like about the defense? I think the best thing, honestly, might be the camaraderie that you see, you know, in the locker room and stuff like that. Everybody will probably look at the numbers and, you know, the no-fly zone and stuff like that, and all that stuff is great. But when you come in the locker room, and my first day here with all the guys, everybody, you know, hey, what's up? My name is, you know, I'm Akeem, and, you know, I'm TJ, just that and the fourth. I'm Chris, and, you know, everybody just coming together and welcoming you to the team. That was a cool thing, and I enjoyed that about it the most.
Kubiak used to say they practice loud.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's intense. The most intense defense I've been around, you know, and I think it's fun. I think this might be the first place. Obviously, I've only been two places, but – you know, I've seen where the DBs kind of are the, you know, the nucleus of the defense. So it's exciting to see the skinny guys get after sometimes.
Anything else for Zach?
Appreciate it. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.